Welcome to Smart Cleaning School. Are you ready to reshape your mindset and grow your cleaning business? Step into today's class with your guide, Ken Carfagno, so you can win for your family.
Welcome back to the Smart Cleaning School podcast, helping cleaning professionals make the impact that they were meant to make. Today's episode is Got a Name for Doing. In early 2020, I was a brand new podcaster and a brand new member of my local Chamber of Commerce. Our solo cleaning business was not making much money, and the pandemic was mere weeks away. But that all changed with one breakfast with Jedi Grandmaster Ken Byler of Higher Ground Consulting, when he taught me the mindset to get a name for doing. Notice there's a difference. Get a Name for Doing is a podcast I did in 2020. This episode is Got a Name for Doing. I continue. I highly recommend listening to this original 2020 podcast to get a sense of where I was mentally, emotionally, the size of our solo cleaning business, what our goals were as we entered what I had called Vision 2020, the year we were going to have a massive growth in our solo cleaning business. Now, we did grow. We also had a major worldwide pandemic, which definitely slowed things down. I got this advice, and I did not just sit on it. What advice? Get a name for doing. What does that mean? Go back and listen to the old podcast. I didn't just sit on that advice. We just did about five or six episodes on coachability. One of the four characteristics of coachability is taking action. And I took action right away. Now, fast forward 4 years later, 2024. Last week, I was asked to speak at our chamber event for new member orientation. 4 years ago, I was at a new member orientation. Now, I'm one of the speakers sharing how new members can get a fast start and get involved in the chamber quickly to make a difference in the chamber, in the community, and for them personally. I shared that. And my topic was literally to share the advice I was given from Ken Byler and how it helped me. Now, I stood in front of this room. This is so cool. Not just Ken the Cleaner from 2020, but I am Ken Carfagno, the founder and owner of Carfagno Commercial Cleaning, the C3 Experience, the 2023 Small Business of the Year Indian Valley Cornerstone Award winner, active member in the membership committee. C3 has grown from me by myself as a solo to 10 people, and we now have triple the revenue we had just 2.5 years ago. We've been able to go on amazing Florida trips in the month of February, or for the month of February, the last 2 years in 22 and 23. We did not in 2024 because we're saving up for a house and we're growing our business. So that is the platform I now spoke from. On the tabletops where the 30 to 40 folks from the chamber were sitting, you could see like a recent newsletter from the chamber. And on the front was a picture of the award winners from last year, and I'm on there. So there I am on the tabletop as an award winner and then standing in front of the room. And I'm basically telling everyone, I'm just Ken, little old me, but you know what? I had some great advice, and I applied that advice. And that advice put me where I am at, and now I want you to hear the same advice, and I want you to take action. So this podcast episode is actually the recording of my chamber talk. I got permission to share it, and this serves as the follow-up to that 2020 episode, Get a Name for Doing. And you'll notice the slight title change. This is Got a Name for Doing. Why? Because I now have a name for doing in my community, in my chamber that I serve. And I also want to stress the value for you, even at the solo cleaning level, to join your local Chamber of Commerce. And following this advice from Ken Byler, especially if you plan to serve the commercial markets. Here's my talk.
Thank you, Stephen.
So welcome to Ken Carfagnan. Ken is, I should have said this. Ken
is the owner of C3 Cleaning Experience, and it's fantastic.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm very happy that this is being recorded and taped, Stephen. So I'll get into technology in a minute. So first, let me introduce myself and welcome you all here. My name is Ken Carfagno, as you can see from the shirt, C3, got my name tag. This is us in costume, the Night Ninjas serving the Indian Valley businesses nights and weekends, so we do cleaning. I'm a former mechanical engineer, of all things. I worked at GE after college. I went to Penn State and found that I did not like the corporate world. This wasn't for me, an entrepreneur kind of stuck in a desk. Now, ironically, I'm back at a desk, which is, I guess, good. But I work from home, and we have 5 kids. We live in Harleysville. We've been married for over 20 years, and we homeschool. So we have found this to be an amazing community. We spent almost 20 years, we spent out of state, many of those years in upstate New York, ran our first cleaning company up there. I was not involved in a chamber at all. And I didn't realize what a chamber could be. So coming here, well, in 2019, we're restarting the cleaning business and joining a chamber. Now, the first question I have is, why would I join a chamber? I never joined one. I was not a fan of networking groups and BNIs, and you know, no offense to anyone that does. I'm like, it wasn't for me. I'm an introvert, engineer, not gonna be my thing. So why did I join a chamber? Well, I wanted to grow. I wanted to grow as a leader. I wanted to grow our company. I wanted to start meeting people in the community. We wanted to build a long-term home in this community. And so what better place to get connected than with the people that live, work, pray in this area? So I wanted to be a member. So I grabbed a hold of my friend Dennis Gaiman, Gaiman Design Remodeling, and I said, Dennis, you're a member of the chamber, and that's a loosely defined him. He hasn't been around as much lately, but I kind of got him out of the. I said, Dennis, can you bring me to a meeting? He says, yeah, I'll bring you to a meeting. So he brought me. I came and I met Stephen, and the first thing Stephen said is he looked at Dennis. Dennis says, hey, Stephen, this is Ken. And Stephen said, any friend of Dennis is a friend of mine. I'm like, I like Stephen. He still says that. And it's really cool. And I felt welcomed. I met other people. I felt it was really a warm environment. I noticed the generosity in the room. And that's the theme. I know I have like 7 minutes. So I want to cover a bunch of stuff. But that was the first thing I really noticed here that separated from any other organizations or chambers I had visited in the past, is that there was just a real feel of sincerity and generosity amongst the members. I said, this is really cool. So I reached out to Stephen afterward. I said, hey, can we grab some breakfast? Because I felt that would be a good thing to do, to reconnect with people I just met versus just having a business card and letting it, you know, be on my desk for 2 weeks with the intention of calling them back. And then it slowly found its way to the trash. He never called them back. Don't raise your hand if you've ever done that. No, I said, don't raise your hand. So I did. I reached out. We had breakfast. And I'm thinking, well, Stephen, I'm considering joining the chamber. You know, why should I? So his next line was, well, Ken, we have over 300 members in the chamber. If you join, you'd be the only cleaner.
That was a good answer, right?
I said, so where do I sign up? And I joined, and I was only part of the chamber for a very short time. I came to a meeting like this. The pandemic hit right after, but I came to a meeting like this, and I want to actually give this talk, since it's recorded, I want to give it a title, and this is called Get a Name for Doing. Get a Name for Doing. So I went to my first Maximize My Membership. It would have been about this time, a little sooner, probably January, February of 2020. I was a brand new member. We're just restarting this new cleaning business for the second time doing it. And I was a brand new podcaster. I run a podcast in my industry. It's called the Smart Cleaning School. I've interviewed over 50 cleaning influencers in my industry. Over 425 episodes, been doing it for 4.5 years. It allows me to mentor and coach other cleaning companies nationally. So it's a side thing I do. It's a lot of fun. I was just starting all this stuff out. And I come to a meeting, and I've been doing Zoom and other things like that for quite a while. So I come to a meeting like this, and the person that I remember meeting really made an impact on me was Ken Byler. And now I went up to him because his name was Ken, my name is Ken. I'm like, Ken.
Ken.
Pretty easy introduction. I didn't forget his name either. And so after talking to him for a brief moment, I was like, I really liked him. And I said, hey, I got your card. Maybe we can get together for breakfast sometime. Because I thought that was like a cool thing. Let me just connect with Ken too. He agreed to meet up. And that's when I learned that Ken is a Grand Master of the Jedi Order. He is incredible. No lightsaber. He didn't need one. Nor did he didn't have the Force electric either. He's just like, shh, hitting me with questions. My intention was to learn about him. I couldn't unlock him. He was a master. I'm like, how does he do this? He kept turning it back on me, asking me questions, making me feel special, and giving me so much advice, so much like value in that conversation. Like, wow, what is this? What is this that I'm a part of? And I said, Ken, let me ask, this is my parting question. What do I do in the chamber? It's really big. I mean, raise your hand if you're new. Let me just get a feel for who's some new guys, new ladies, okay. Does it kind of feel big coming in the chamber, 300 plus members, and a little overwhelming? Is that true, a little bit? I see some heads nodding. I thought so. And so I asked Ken, what do I do about this? And Ken said this. He said, I got some notes. I was prepared this time. He said, you need to make a difference. He gave me the blueprint for that. He said, there's a lot of people in the chamber, but you need to learn how to make the chamber small. Make the chamber small. There's lots of opportunities like this. There's committees. There's outings. There's events. There's lead. There's all these amazing resources within the chamber that are small by design. Go and be a part of those. Engage. So here's what you do. Step out. Step out in faith. Take a big step forward. And then another one. Now, I don't know how I look like one of those like people in the Wizard of Oz doing that weird thing. But taking a step of faith, and just moving forward, uncomfortably as it was, and just get yourself out there and use your strengths and your talents and your skill set within the small group that you're in. And you will develop a name, a reputation, a name for doing. And I thought, that was amazing. I'm going to do that. So I'm just going to go through some examples of what I've done to take my friend Ken's advice over the past 4 years. So first, 2020. So that's right after this meeting. It was like a month later. Havoc breaks loose. Everything shut down. And our master of technology, Stephen Hunsberger, is now going to be hosting Zoom calls for the chamber. And my friend...
Don't judge me.
Can I just do one Stephen story? This is a good one. It's fun. It's fun. It's just fun. It just tells you, like, he said taping. So...
Yeah, I said taping, yeah.
He said taping.
55.
No, it's all good. So the first time, I said, Stephen, would you like some help? I'm really good at Zoom. I've been doing mentoring and coaching outside of the area. I've been using Zoom for like 3 or 4 years. I actually have my own account. It doesn't expire in 45 minutes. It's like, yeah, let's jump on a call on Zoom. I get on Zoom. I'm looking at his back. Steven, the camera's over here.
I was getting something.
He knew we were talking in that direction. He was like, oh, hi, Ken. I can't see you. It's because the camera's over here.
Love you, man. Love you, man.
That's it for Steven's story. But I knew, like, the chamber needs some help with Zoom. So I became, me and Ken Byler became the Zoom committee. It never was, like, didn't exist. We became the Zoom committee. Go back to those videos from 2020 and you will see that it's Ken Byler talking about something amazing and, hey, Ken the cleaner to facilitate the calls. I got a name for doing. That was amazing. It was an opportunity, and I took a step. Kind of fast forward, I also had some other opportunities. Where's Michelle?
Right up here.
Oh, she's right there. She's right at the table. Michelle and I, she's a fellow podcaster, does an amazing job.
Yep.
PR, solo PR.
It's called That Solo Life.
That Solo Life.
It's not a dating podcast, but...
It's
aimed at public relations pros and marketers who work for themselves, but it's for really any business owner.
My co-host and I, we talk shop every week.
And she does a great job. So Stephen resourced Michelle and I, and we did a whole Zoom talk on podcasting. So we brought that podcasting, how to do podcasting, to the chamber. We taught that, and that was something that I was good at and she's good at. So we brought that to the chamber. We got a name for doing. I started searching out other opportunities to serve. Go to different meetings like this, and I would meet people. And I wasn't trying to get something from them. There's a person. I could maybe clean for them. Let me try and get something from them. Hey, can I clean for you? No. How can I serve? Are you a generous person? And that was really the message. And then kind of fast forward, I eventually said, well, I guess the Zoom committee's ending and the technology's starting to, people are going back into their regular meetings. This is great. We don't need this anymore. Stephen's got it under control. He's got a great staff, great team. So how about the next committee? What could I join? And so I joined. I actually went to a marketing committee once to check it out. And then I went to a membership committee once. And I said, yes, this is the one I like. And so how can I, now I'm in this table with eight people, how can I do something to be noteworthy? What are my skills? So we're going to make phone calls and do surveys. And I said, well, I'll do a few calls. I didn't realize I was going to do as many as I did. It was a lot of fun. I learned a lot about the chamber and the membership. I wrote a full report and submitted it. I just assumed everyone else was doing that. And that report became part of the foundation and part of the thinking behind the strategic session the chamber did in 2023. So the membership committee was really grateful, and I really have enjoyed being a part of that. I'm an active member still. And I got a name for doing on the membership committee. And then in early 2023, our cleaning business was growing and we started hiring. I was been serving different members of the chamber plus other customers that weren't part of the chamber and just serving with excellence and ownership and just getting a name for doing as being an excellent commercial cleaner in the area. And then I got this, we had this amazing opportunity to take a trip to Florida for the second year. We did a 1 month stay in Florida because we were able to have our business grow and actually function here while we left. So that was really cool. And then I get back from Florida and I found out kind of in the midst of it, but I get back and I'm finding myself at a banquet where I'm being recognized as Small Business of the Year in the Indian Valley Chamber, which was mind blowing. And I asked Stephen, but there's a lot of amazing people in this chamber. Why would you pick me for that? I was amazed. Why would you pick me? He said, well, number one, your business has been growing. You're utilizing the tools of the chamber. You're growing. You went to Florida for a month. That's probably a really cool story. And because you've been so influential and helpful, and because you have a name for doing in the chamber. I said, well, thank you. And I got to speak like this in front of 150 people a year ago and just share my story, share our mission of the company, share our values. It was such an opportunity. I was so grateful. And that has sparked so many other opportunities. Now that we're a recognized brand in the chamber, I didn't set forth hey, we're going to win some award in 3-4 years. I just wanted to be a generous person. I just want to walk out my faith, really. This is who we are, and this is what I need to do. And it's just so cool, this environment of this chamber. If you have that mindset of generosity, and you just keep giving, and you get a name for doing, make the chamber that is very overwhelming and big, make it small. If you can do that well, and give yourself a chance to use all your skills, people are going to find out that you're special, that you're really good at certain things, and you'll get a name for that in the chamber, and you'll get called on. And when you start getting tapped in the shoulder and say, can you speak? Or, hey, can you help with this project? It's because you have a reputation for that. I'm just thankful that Stephen actually gave me a heads up that I'm speaking today. I've come to meetings and said, Kenny, now you're speaking. I said, okay, I'll be ready. So, but that's because name for doing. So this is the question, and there's more of my notes here. I could go on, and I know we got to get to other people. So I just kind of leave it with this. Here's a question I have for you guys. So you're brand new in the chamber, and or maybe you're watching this, you know, on the chamber's website, and you're asking yourself, like, well, that sounds good. Like, how do I do that? How do I do that? Well, there's a lot of resources, whether they're here in this room, whether they're here on this page here in the chamber, and just start learning what opportunities there are in the chamber. Just take some time, meet people, find out what the opportunities are. Find something that interests you. Take a step of faith. Reach out. Hi, I'm Donna. Right? And say, I'd like to help. Is that okay if I help? Have you ever turned anyone down, Stephen?
No.
Say that out loud.
Never turned anyone down.
He will not turn you down. I promise you. And you will have an opportunity to get a name for doing. Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Would you like to get a name for doing? If you answered yes, and you want to optimize your solo cleaning business to earn six figures without the drama of employees, or if you just want to earn full-time income through part-time cleaning without employees, get access to this game-changing training for only $97 per month or $997 per year in the Solo Elite membership at smartcleaningschool.com. Members get access to the full ISO model course to optimize your solo cleaning business. You also get access to live Q&A membership calls. These are topic-based. It's me teaching. It's Q&A. It's mindset. You get access to the Solo Elite community, bonus podcast content, and you also have access to private one-on-one coaching with me to go over your scorecard and where you are in the ISO model. And you can get those private coachings with me at half price as a member perk. You can also go on my website, smartcleaningschool.com, and you can schedule a free coaching call with me if you'd like to talk about things or for me to help you on a specific topic. But I only want to talk to those who are coachable. And with that, have an amazing week and go get your name for doing.
Thank you for listening to Smart Cleaning School. Class is dismissed.